News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Government is considering a plan to pay Ukrainians to return to their home country. Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan confirmed the plan will be brought forward following reporting in yesterday's Sunday Times. It's expected that flight costs would be covered along with any financial support, or with some financial support, once those returning refugees get back to Ukraine. Pather Tobin, leader of AIM2, joins us with his reaction. What is your reaction, Pather?
Well, I think most people in the country, first of all, would have been very supportive of the idea of providing a shelter to people from Ukraine who are fleeing war and violence. I think most people would have been of that view. And I think most people would be of the view that when it is safe to return, that obviously people from Ukraine should return. But I don't think it sits well with people to think that if it is safe to return, and we have helped so much, that we should also financially incentivize returns. That's, I think, would be very difficult. Like, we've already paid billions of euros in terms of supports for people from Ukraine in this country. And 2024 was 1.1 billion euros for accommodation. And indeed, figures with regards to ARP runs into the hundreds of millions. And to put that in perspective...
But is this not one of those, though, where generosity and self-interest overlap? Because if somebody is going to return to their home country, they may not have an apartment left. They may have to come up with a first month's rent to get themselves on their feet, or they may be returning to a property that has been wrecked and they need to redo it. So by giving them a couple of quid to help them on their way, you also greatly enhance the likelihood that they'll go on their way.
Yeah, no, there may be an economic logic to this, but I don't think it sits well. Now, at least 40% of Ukrainians working here are in this country are working in this country. So they're earning a wage. And in many cases, they're earning a decent wage as well. And some people are going home to Ukraine for holidays, for example, throughout the year. So, you know, there may be an economic logic to this. And I think that the government realizes that the country is under pressure, that we need to free up space, literally, in the tourism industry. For example, there's 16,000 tourist beds being used in relation to accommodating people from Ukraine. That has a big cost on the downstream tourist economy. So there may be an economic logic to it, but I'm just speaking purely in terms of fairness. If the country has provided billions of euros of supports for people, and if it is now safe, the idea that we have to then literally fork out to incentivize people to return home to a location that is safe.
Incentivize there, Pather, though, intrinsically pejorative? What you could describe as incentivize could just be said as help. If people are leaving and trying to return to their lives, we're helping them.
Well, I'm quoting from the article where this is reported, that this was the motivation behind the government's action was to incentivize. Like, listen, I have no problem with helping people in the end of the day. And I think Ireland has been incredibly generous, and rightly so, in relation to the supports that it has given so far. But I also think that it needs to be a little bit of common sense as well. And
do you
the
think
government
we have
is
run
using
out of
the
patience?
Words. Well, I think in the end of the day, if you look at, for example, the Ukraine Tourist Organization, which is the job of the Ukraine Tourist Organization is to promote tourism in Ukraine, they've said very clearly that, yes, in the east of the country, it is unsafe, that it is dangerous there, etc. But in the west of the country, they are welcoming tourists, that it is calm. It is a location for people to go and visit, for example. So there is different situations in the Ukraine, and where people are from, it depends. If they're from the west of the country, I think it is safe to return. And already we know that 1 million people have returned to the Ukraine from abroad already. So I think that there is a certain level of generosity there. And I would hate to think that generosity is overstepped. And I think that's where people are at the moment.
Pather, thank you very much for your time. That's Pather Tobin, leader of AIM2. 53106. If you have a view, text coming in saying, can someone explain how giving a payment suddenly makes Ukraine safe to return to? It's either a dangerous war zone or it isn't. Well, I think Pather's point there is that given the scale of the country, some parts of it may be a dangerous war zone and some parts of it might not. Text, Ukrainians return home with their children during holidays. It is perplexing why they would accept complimentary flights. Another, we have been generous. Some of these people are now working just like the rest of us. And I assume the implication being should therefore be able to afford their own flights and to get themselves on their own feet when they return home. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.